lips and a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do. Wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops, that's where you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I always know you're there because my signal strength goes to yellow when I talk to you.
How am I sucking out? I'm sucking out your bandwidth somehow.
I guess I don't know what's going on. It's like you found a way to not pay for it, and you're using mine too.
I latch on to yours, yeah.
I have to go to the bathroom real quick and look for previews because I just read something incredible and I don't think I pre-ordered it. And I have previews in the bathroom because that's a bathroom book. God damn it. I hate when that happens.
What? When you forget stuff in the bathroom?
No, when I forget to order something, or I forget that I ordered something, and
I finally read
it, and I'm like, fuck, that was awesome. And then I didn't order it.
Son of a bitch.
So this is going to be a short episode, because you have to skedaddle, don't you?
I do. This is dedicated to Daryl Taylor. A nice short one for him.
Ah.
He loves the short ones.
He does. He loves the short ones. Yep, I missed it. God damn it.
So what is this fantastic book that you failed to order?
Arcadia. Did you order that one?
Is that a book? That's a company.
It's a comic.
Who publishes it?
It's Boom. It's by Alex Paca Nadel and Eric Scott Pfeiffer.
I do not know if I ordered it, and if I did, I have not read it. Wait, Arcadia.
The art is like Vanessa Del Rey, or close to it, which is pretty awesome. And the story is pretty fucking awesome and in your wheelhouse because it's somewhat post-apocalyptic because a virus takes out, I don't know, 3/4 of humanity. And before, in order to save those 3/4 of humanity, they upload all of their things from their brain into a server farm. So they think they're alive in this Alaskan
virtual world.
Yeah, in this virtual world. And there's few people on the outside, like,
or in the real world,
that know this place exists. And they're not allowed to go hack into the server farm to talk to their loved ones, but one of the guys is. And he's a unique guy because he's in both places because he almost died, so they uploaded him to the server farm, but he lived.
Oh, but he lived.
So his daughter's dead, but his daughter is with him in this virtual world, his virtual self. And then I don't know. It's just fucking awesome. It's such a cool concept. And they put it in Alaska because it's so goddamn cold. so they can keep the server farm cold.
Oh, the server farm is.
Yeah, instead of paying for these huge fans, they found a way to like use the climate, you know.
I wonder why more people don't do that now. Or do we? Are there
I don't
lots
know.
Of server
might.
Farms up there?
Amazon have it in Alaska. I don't know.
I smell a business opportunity for us.
Yeah. But imagine because you spend a lot on cooling units. Do you know what I mean?
HVAC, yeah, those things get hot.
All kinds of shit.
Arcadia. How do you spell that? Oh, I spelled it wrong. Arcadia. I'm looking it up to see if I ordered it. Enter. I don't know if I did or not, and I have not read it. If I did get it,
it is really good. Like I'm so
good.
Pissed. I'm
sounds
so
like a
pissed
good concept.
I didn't order it. I kind of read it half asleep, and then I like read it later when I was more awake, and I was like, "Holy shit, this comic is awesome! Like it'd make a great movie." And they can't die inside. Because they're programs.
And
so
do
like,
they know? Do they know
they're
their programs?
They'll like drop themselves out of a building, and the girl knows she is because she's like flying in one instance, and it's insane. I am really digging it.
Yeah.
And I have to log in right now and say, please help me out, DCBS. Please.
Has the second issue come out yet?
I think it's coming out really soon. It would be early June.
I did order it. I need to read it. Yeah, I don't think I read that one. Doesn't that sound familiar?
Well, maybe you
I read it when I was half asleep.
Because you get monthly shipments, right?
Yeah. Well, I just got my most recent shipment. But this should have been... Oh, yeah, I guess if one came out last month. Yeah, so it should be my most recent ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just haven't got to it yet.
I am going to write an email right now as we speak live on Geek Brunch to DCBS. Help!
you got to send it before this episode comes out or else DCBS will be deluged by requests.
Additions... to order, please add Arcadia number 2 and number 3 to my DCBS order. Thank you.
Send.
There you go.
I've sent many emails like that.
They've been able to do almost all of them, except because this is Boom, I'm a little worried. But
well, if it hasn't come out yet, there's this
like
be
they I tried to do a book called Ravenous, but it's like by a weird company,
Ravenous
Creature Entertainment LLC or something like that. And they said they couldn't get it because it was on back order. So I ordered number 2 and number 3, but I didn't get number 1. But we'll see. Hopefully they can get me this. I was really knocked on my ass.
Cool. I look forward to reading it.
I really like styles like this, though. Like artists like Vanessa Del Rey and is her name Jolie Jones, the ones that's doing Lady Killer.
I always say Joelle. I don't know if
Joelle is it Joelle. I don't know how to. I actually met her at the con. She was really quiet.
Was she busy or just?
Well, she was busy drawing. She was doing a commission. She's just really quiet.
Not that talkative. Yeah. Yeah, I like her stuff. Cool. Yeah, I look forward to. Checking it out. Yeah, I ordered it. My only note in my file is new creators.
Oh.
You actually
make a file?
Yeah, I make a file with notes.
Why don't you just log into DCBS and look to see if you ordered
color-coded. What? That would be... Because then I'd have to look through each order to try and find it.
No, that you look on unshipped items.
Oh, and it just gives you a list.
Yeah.
I guess I could do that. But it's from ship. But it's been shipped. From
This in
ship.
this case it has been, so you would have to search. If
I'd
they
have to
had a
go
search
through each order.
capability to search your orders, that'd be awesome.
That would be
Because
nice.
then you could know if you missed an issue legitimately, it was your fault.
I often do searches to see if I ordered something or not. It's
Yeah.
something I often
I
have
was
to
curious
figure out.
about this one because I know what Boom titles I'm getting, and I looked at the writer, and I probably ordered this based on the solicit. You know, the solicit sounded cool, and
Yeah, the
it's in
concept.
my wheelhouse. And when I went to go pre-order the other books, I was like, yeah, I'm getting this, yeah, I'm getting this. And sometimes I lose the titles that I'm not that
Not
are
familiar with.
obscure,
Yeah.
yeah, or the art. Or the writers, you know, someone that I don't know, then I'll forget. And in this case, that's what it was. Matter of fact, I didn't even know I ordered it in the first place. It was one of those ones that came in, and I was like,
Like, what the Well, luckily it was
it's so strange that
turned
I
out
still
well.
don't know, like I don't understand parts of it. Like,
Well,
one of the. There's one creature that like disintegrated in the world, like his data couldn't form his figure totally, and he just like
yeah.
dissipated. It's weird, but I
That's what
like.
a good first issue should give you enough that you're not totally confused, but still have some mysteries open where
Right. So
you don't know
you're
everything.
interested and you want to understand what the hell's going on.
But sometimes they make a mistake where they don't give you enough of anything, and you're like, okay, I don't understand anything, so I don't care.
Yeah. I think you're gonna like this one just because it's. I think you're gonna dig the art style because I kind of know what you like, and I think you're gonna like the concept because this is. I'll be really curious to see what you say once you read it.
I wish I had wireless headphones, then I could run upstairs and grab it so I could flip
Yeah.
through it and check out the
Should kickstart it.
Kickstart some
Yeah,
headphones.
the way you do it is you give out some of your free How to Take Care of Kids DVDs. You know, if you spend $30, Bill will send you some his cassette tapes.
Yes.
If you spend 40, you might get them on CD.
Give my how to rear a kid, how to rear a child.
Yeah. How many crackers should they eat?
Chapter 4, the proper allotment of crackers.
How and then you could say how, you could sell some of your Geek Brunch skips for the higher levels. Like if you want the script to episode
Oh, yeah, good idea. I
Yep.
didn't think about that.
They
Just
can see
mind them.
that like everything that we say is scripted. Way ahead of time. Even you being late today was scripted.
I could even bring some of them to Heroes, and then have you sign them so we could both sign them.
That's right.
That's for the
The higher tier,
higher
like
tiers, yeah,
hundreds of dollars.
$100 tier, yeah, signed copies.
And all you have to do is make your Kickstarter low enough so we'll meet our goal.
People do that. They do like a
Yeah.
$60 goal.
We'll make it $100 just so we can guarantee you get some good headsets and you have some money left over. Good wireless headsets. Or you could just if you want to volunteer, you could ship it to Bill. Are you there?
Hello.
What the hell?
I gotta kick my kids off the internet.
It must be good because you're not yellow right now.
Hey, my connection's good.
Yeah. What'd
Yeah,
you
frick.
do?
Skype kicked me off.
Are you using your own bandwidth
I don't.
now? Not mine?
Is your bandwidth
No, yours
better
is. I didn't disconnect, you did. That's why I redialed you.
I probably jumped onto my neighbor's Wi-Fi.
Ah. You said screw this, I'm gonna go to my neighbor's.
I don't know what happened. Yeah, it's clear. I don't think I've ever
Yeah,
seen it
so
clear.
don't tell your kids anything. I don't think I've ever seen it that good. Oh no, it's going yellow. Okay, that's normal. That must have just been like Skype not understanding who he was talking to until it took a while.
That's right. Then yeah, he just
It had
registered. Oh, this is a normal user.
to gather a minute's worth of data. This is Bill Bomer. We're going to decrease
Say
his data bandwidth.
buffering up, screw him. Reduce some yellow, then red, then kick him off.
There you go. Let me see if my recording stayed. Yeah, my recording stayed.
Yeah,
Oh, no,
because you
it
didn't.
didn't. I disconnected and then it reconnected itself, which is good. So I
You
have
got
12
a new
minutes
recording?
of our conversation and then it started a new one.
All right, so welcome to the next episode of New Crunch.
We recorded two episodes.
We're piling them up.
I should release it like that and see what Daryl
12-minute
says. It's a short one.
episode. We said it was going to be a short one. We didn't say how short. Let's talk
That
about.
was cool
Well,
how you scripted that disconnect.
you got
You fooled
to pay out.
everybody.
I set it up early and then you had to pay it off. So,
Yeah.
to make sure you pay off all the setups.
All right, so what have you been up to? What have you what's books been tickling your taint?
Let's see. It's been a while, so I don't even remember all what I read. All that I read. I did read one. Here, I'm going to start with this one because I read it this morning and it was awesome. From Image Comics, Descender from Jeff Lemire and Dustin Nguyen. You read this?
I did.
What'd you think? I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was good, but I
Fantastic.
was a little cool. I was a little confused how that kid was on that other planet or whatever.
Well, they didn't explain. Oh, it kind of explained it. So the concept of this one is it takes place, it's a sci-fi, it takes place in the future, and there's a bunch of planets in this like federation, I guess, right? None of them are Earth. And there's humanoid form, or there's human looking people, and then there's different aliens on these different planets. But they don't show the different planets at the start. They started on the main hub, I guess, planet. And then they get attacked, basically. I won't say what they get attacked by because that's a nice reveal. And then it jumps to 10 years in the future. After these attacks, right? And the main character, we see him at the start. He's like a robotics engineer, I guess. We see him at the start of the story where he's getting called in on this attack, and then him 10 years later where he's kind of l lost his direction, but now he's getting pulled in again because they've made a new discovery, which is this kid. And this kid is the sole survivor of what was it? It was a ga like a gas leak on this mining planet that killed everyone there. He was the sole survivor.
Yeah, because he's not a kid. He's a robot, isn't he?
Yeah, 'cause he's a robot.
That's why he survived.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like he understands that he is.
I think he Well, how can he not know he's a robot? I mean, he has like robotic parts. His arms
I
turn
think he's
into
got
like
like a
wheels and
semblance that
stuff.
he thinks he's human too. He acts like
Yeah.
he is, right? He's got a
Well,
pet and everything.
yeah, and they set it up that he's one of these like child companion robots, right? So
Yeah.
they may have been programmed to not be able to realize that they're robots or to realize they're different, I guess. They just think they're, I don't know what they are, I guess. And they think they're children, even though they're child robots. I liked it. I thought it was a nice s setup into this world. I liked the art was beautiful because it was like a watercolor.
Did you pre-order it? Or are you going to do this one in trade?
I'll trade it.
Your trade waiter.
I'm a trade waiter. In most cases, not all cases. I like this song. I'm excited to see where it goes.
Very cool. Well, my next book is really nasty. I wonder if you bought it.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why I'm saying uh-oh. You know, I shy away from that kind of stuff.
It's called, yeah, Pussycats.
I did not get that.
It's from E-Comics with an X. And there's a reason that X is there. But I think a number zero issue came out. And I bruised the speculators' websites about books that they speculate on. And this was on there. As number zero was worth a lot. And I didn't read zero, so I think I'm missing a little bit of the setup. But there's this main character that had a best friend that she worked for, and her best friend goes off, and she hasn't seen her in weeks, and she has to run a company. And I don't know what that company is. I'm beginning to think it's a strip club.
Pussycat Club?
I think it might be. I think it might be a pussycat club or something. But the first day she walks in, or one of the days she walks in on her secretary having sex with the janitor, and she tells him, "And you're done. Make sure to stop by the office for a big cup of fuck you. You're fired." She walks on him and on fuck, you know, fucking in the break room or something. And then she runs across one of her. This was really confusing as a new reader. This girl that's dressed up as a nurse, and you're like, well, why is she dressed up like a nurse? And where does she work? She's wearing like stockings this long and this short skirt. Well, I think it is like a
triple gram.
Pussycat club. But she had overdosed on pills, and she was like a Russian girl, and she says, she basically tells her why she overdosed is because this guy was going to kill her and then kill her whole family because she killed somebody and stopped making money for them making videos. I guess they were really raunchy videos. So they get this cowgirl Kathy on the line, and she's like a bounty hunter, and she goes after this Russian guy inside of a strip club. And she just beats the shit out of him. One of the things she does is like grab him, and she like smashes his face against the wall like really hard. And then the other thing that she does really cool, she pulls a gun on him and she puts a glass in his mouth. And then she like slams him against the wall again and breaks all the glass while it's in his mouth. I was like, holy crap. But, yeah, so she's I don't know what she is yet. I think she's like working as the co-owner of a strip club, but she's got a young boy she's supposed to take to Comic-Con, to a convention to meet one of her. I don't know, the guys from Amazing Grape are there. I don't know what the Amazing Grape is. But she has to take him there, and she's like, sorry, I can't take you to this con because I have to take care of her. She has to take care of her Russian friend who's been abused by this Russian family. But it looks like she's got this cowgirl on her side, and she's pretty badass. So we'll see where it goes from there. But I don't know what this is, but like it says, get a signed copy of Pussycats number zero from the legendary adult film star Karen Sommer.
Karen Sommer, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Are you serious?
No
way.
Why didn't I
buy this?
How was the art in it? That's what I was afraid of.
The art is really good.
Really?
Yeah, I could take a picture of it and send it. I draw pretty good boobs and...
and butts.
Butts. It's everything you could hope for.
I remember seeing it in previews, but I was afraid.
Yeah.
Of the qualities on the quality side. I thought it was going to be stupid, but maybe I missed the boat on that one.
I don't know. I took a picture of it and send it, put it on our Facebook wall. One of them that's not too raunchy, maybe.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's not too many pages I could do here. Because
Wow.
all the best art is let's see what I could do here.
Too titillating for Facebook.
Oh Lord. I'll just take a picture of this where she breaks the glass and shoves it in his face, and I'll say, "Hey Bill, here's what the art looks like." But most of it is stuff that I can't post, or I'll have the Facebook police
Yeah, Facebook will shut you down.
after me. So I gotta take that one, and let's see what else. I think it's pretty decent. It's black and white, of course.
While you're doing that, I'll talk about my next one.
All righty.
This is slightly older. I think it came out what month did it come out? A couple months ago, maybe. From Image, Chrononauts, which is another Mark Miller book, with art by Sean Gordon Murphy, which I'm a big fan of his art. So this one, did you read this one?
I bought it, but I haven't read it yet. And it's
so
not like
it.
Arcadia
Hey,
where I forgot to order it. I have all of them.
Okay. So this one is about time travel. And, you know, it was a while ago since when I read this, and I can't even remember what it's about. I remember it's these two guys, and they're working on time travel, and they finally cracked the code on time travel. Man, I have to flip through it now. Son of a bitch. I'll talk about it at a very high level.
It's about time travel.
It's about time travel. And then, oh man. Who was this? Yeah, I remember. And then so at the beginning, they're like trying out their new machine, and they jump to like the middle of the like Civil War and then jump back. So they've cracked like the code on how to do time travel, and it's these two younger guys, probably in their 30s or so. And then they're gonna go on this bigger mission, and that's the part I can't remember, like what the purpose of this mission was. Let's see. 18 months later. Can you tell us what your time machine is going to look like? Blah blah blah. Here, we're traveling back to film Columbus. We need you to be discreet, which is why I wanted Danny on the team. So they're going to go back in time and they're going to film historic events, I guess. And they're doing it using these chrono suits that allow them to travel through time. Anyway, so they jump through time, and then something, of course, bad happens when they're trying to do it. And that's like the twist at the end. So it was very well done. And the art by Sean Murphy is fantastic. So definitely recommended. I think it's probably doing pretty well. So if you're into time travel and you like Murphy's art, then, and if you like Miller's stuff, this is definitely one of the better Millers, I would say.
I don't know. He's pretty good lately. His Image stuff.
Yeah, I think I think all of his recent stuff. Definitely prolific.
I don't think there's anything. It should be on the wall now, Bill. The artwork for Pussycats.
All right, I'm gonna pull it up on my phone, or it can't be traced.
Where it can be traced. Satellites right now.
Everything can be traced everywhere.
Yeah. I didn't post any bad scenes.
Oh my gosh. I don't see any notification.
Huh. Go to the site. See if you see it.
How do I go to the site?
You type Geek Brunch podcast and
yes. How do I go to our?
Jeez.
Oh, like
in Facebook.
Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, click on maybe click on this thing. No, click on that. Oh no, I do not want to chat with anyone. I don't know how to do a search. I don't know how to do a search on my phone.
Oh God Almighty!
There. Oh, I can just go to. I'll just log into the site. There we go. Pussycat photos. She's pointing a gun at somebody.
Yeah. See, the art's not too bad.
Let me zoom in on this butt.
Let me zoom on this butt.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's better when they're naked, but he draws better nude scenes. I didn't order that, though. I didn't order Pussycat's number.
So you are you...
I ordered the rest of the series, but I didn't get number zero. Let's go on to eBay and see what it's going for. Just out of curiosity. Pussycat's number zero. Holy moly. Oh, that's not too bad. $8, 15, 99 cents. Bid left. 1 hour left. I'm going to bid on this one if this guy's a good seller. It's only 99 cents. 1 hour left.
What's the shipping?
Oh, located in the United States. He's got a good.
You could get burned on the shipping.
Oh, shipping $7. Oh, Lord. Let's go back and.
Bastards, think I'll cost you $7.
Let's go back and see if we can get any other better deal. $19 free shipping.
You're breaking up. I might have to go punch my kids.
Okay. Meanwhile, I'll be looking for.
I'm going to go get my kids off.
Okay. Help! And I can't find a good price on this. It's an expensive book on eBay. So that's still not. I might just do without number zero and check it back in a month to see if the price goes down. Because it really is a bad thing with shipping. This one is not too bad. If I bid $1.99. I'm going to do it. I'm bidding $1.99. And it says, you've been outbid by somebody else's, okay? So let's try bid $3. Okay, now I'm the highest bidder, and then let's see if I get eBayed later on.
Do you want me to break that computer? When I say put down the computer, you put it down. Hold still.
I only ask for 2 hours.
All I need is 2 hours. I'll change Wi-Fi password.
Well, this would be a good series to sell because it's going for a lot of money on eBay.
I should have ordered it.
You should have ordered it.
What's it called? Pussycats?
Yeah, let's just out of curiosity, let's see what Arcadia is going for. Arcadia number one. Oh, wow. $9, $8.
Are those for like exclusive covers though?
No, these are the standard cover.
Nice.
See, it's these low print run books you gotta watch out for, man, if you're an investor. Cause they're hard to get, even if you like screw up and miss your order. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or just
Let's yeah, a lot of times, if you don't get the number one, then if you want to, if there's a big buzz, if there's buzz afterwards, then it's almost impossible to go back and get it.
Well, the sender number one is going for $6 or higher, unless it's the the what do you call it cover, a specialty cover.
I don't
and it's
think
going
I
for hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
Damn, I knew I should have got that. Where did that come from? Was that like an exclusive?
Well, I'm pretty sure you got the standard first print, sold out. It's like $9.99, or the lowest I can find is $7. Buy it now. And I don't see any like, well, there's $7.99 free shipping. That's the lowest that I've seen. That must be a second print, though. That doesn't look familiar to me. That cover. Yours is just the Rocket Boy staring into space, right? With the moon over his head.
Yeah, Rocket Boy looking at the moon.
That's $10 or higher. That's interesting. We should sell our books, Bill.
One day I should gather up all my number ones. Sell them all.
Let's see. Well, you should. You have no reason to keep yours. Because you wait trade.
I don't have a run of anything.
Yeah. Chrononauts. I don't know how to spell that, but I'll take a stab at it. I did pretty good. Wow. Sold out movie deal. We're looking at $13 or higher.
All right.
On eBay. Free shipping, yeah. Damn. Why am I keeping my books? You should put these on eBay like right now. And let me give you some eBay advice. The best thing to do is take a risk and go $99, I mean 99 cents free shipping and just let it ride on a book. Because people will bid on that.
Yeah, people get in.
Where
taking a chance.
The buy it nows are, well, it's paid off for me on my extra stuff, so. Roll the dice, yep. Baby.
Would it be better just to do like a whatever $30 buy it now, free shipping?
Well, then you're in this pool of research, so you try to get lower than everybody else. But the two books that you said, they're first prints, they're going for $6 or higher. You got them for 50% off cover price from DCBS. And you're not going to get issue twos. So just get rid of those things. You have no reason to keep them. Unless you want to wait till the movie deal comes out.
Some of that I like them.
Yeah.
They're mine. Mine.
But you'll have them in trade, right?
Yeah.
It's your compulsion of number ones. You want to have the biggest collection of number ones.
I need a complete collection of number ones.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Man, last month I had to pull some number ones from my order because it was too much. I was buying too much. There's too many good things last month. Now I'm regretting it. I'm going to go back.
DCBS.
I'm going to re-add them. Please re-add Please add these number ones. I was a fool. Fool.
I'm going to.
In some cases.
I like fight things. Like, I'm not going to do this. Or I act tough and shit. Like, I want to stop buying this. And
I'm going to drop
that. I'm going to drop the Valiant variants because. They're fucking giving me.
I'm not supporting that.
I'm not supporting that. And then next thing you know, I'm buying the $20 book and then getting five more variants than I normally did. What the fuck? I'm like awful. I'm like, don't listen to me.
Yeah, let me see what I pulled last month. Or what I cut from my order that I shouldn't have. Oh, I'm regretting it. My stomach.
Stop. How do you go about the cutting process?
Well, it's painful. It's painful. Oh, why did I cut these? Oh, I'm going to go back. I can't do it. I can't do it.
What'd you cut?
What did I cut? I didn't get that mystery pie.
I don't know what that is. I cut that one too, I guess.
I think it's Grant Morrison book.
Mystery Pie.
Mystery, like MISTRY. It's like I don't know what the publisher is, but it's like Indian Comics.
Oh, yeah. I didn't order those. It's India something or another. That's, yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
So I pulled that one. I pulled Onyx number one.
That one by Grant Morrison, though, was like a dollar. That was like 50 cents. That's not going to save you anything.
That was $1.64. Save me $1.64.
I thought it was 99 cents. Maybe I'm thinking of a different one.
No, that was a different one of his.
Okay.
I got that one. So I didn't get Onyx number one.
I ordered IDW. That one. That was IDW. I did get that one.
Yeah, I should have put that one back on my order.
That's Chris Ryle.
And Rodriguez art. I don't remember which are Rodriguez that is, though.
You cut the Onyx.
I cut the Onyx. I also cut Mercury Heat number one.
Oh, man. You screwed
but
that up.
I only cut it because I have the free comic day number zero, which
you
I read.
Like it?
I loved it, but I'm just gonna get the trade. So,
oh, the art in that is phenomenal.
I wasn't as sold on the art. I like the story though. Here we could talk about that one.
Yeah, I read Free Comic Book Day Mercury Heat. It's very much in the very much like Judge Dredd, in my opinion, or something in 2000 AD.
Yeah, like a female Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
We said it's kind of like his version of a cross between Judge Dredd and something else. I don't remember what he said.
Murder, She Wrote. he had put a lot of back matter in there.
Oh, there's tons of back matter.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Did you read? You don't read it, though, right?
I read the first article that said, like, what this book is.
Okay. Yeah, he had, like, four pages.
I didn't read, like, a... This is the technology, but it talked about like all the facts of Mercury,
mm-hmm.
and how the you know your I can't remember how many days in the sun and days
yeah, so,
cold.
So the concept of this is that we've populated Mercury, but Mercury has a weird properties like the way it rotates and things, right? Like it takes like I can't remember like 80 days to rotate or something.
Yeah, it's like 88 days in the sun and 88 days in the night. So it's got like huge cycle, and then it goes around the sun like really quickly.
Yeah.
So,
but I guess now the one part I didn't understand, and they don't explain it in the story yet. I'm sure they'll get to it. But are they like chasing the sun? Like, are they trying to stay? Like, are they on a moving platform or something?
It sounds like they have to keep moving, or they'll freeze.
Yeah, because they can't go on the dark side because then they'll freeze.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's kind of
what I read into it, but I wouldn't have read into that just by reading the story. I had to read the back matter to say, well, I wonder if they're doing this. They probably are.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they'll get to it in the story, but in the Zero, they didn't get to it. The Zero is just introducing this woman character, and I don't remember what her name was.
It's such a weird story, though, because she's like there as a kid, right? Or like a teenager said, what do you want to do with your life? Well, I would like to be a policeman. You can't be a policeman.
Yeah, and that was funny because she was taught whoever the counselor was a robot.
Yeah.
And then because it left, it recognized that was an error in his programming, so it like rebooted.
Yeah.
It rebooted it and said, oh, I apologize, and it like rebooted.
Speaking of reboot, that's the thing that's cool about Arcadia too, is like the guy comes home one day, he's like, oh fuck, my house is on fire. He calls in and says, can you reboot my house?
Right.
Like his house will be back to normal. Like, this is fucking awesome.
Nice. Yeah, so in Mercury Heat, the Free Comic Book Day version, so they're jumping back and forth between her past, where she's a kid who wants to be a cop, and then the present, where she, at the time, you don't know if she's a cop or what she is. But it looks like she wasn't able to qualify as a cop on Earth, so she decided to go to Mercury and be like a cop up on Mercury. And she's kicking ass. But she gets into a fight with that one dude. Well, she's kind of like a bounty hunter almost, isn't she?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. She's not necessarily a cop, but she's a bounty hunter. She didn't want to do anything violent, and the computer wanted her
Yeah,
to.
when she's young, yeah.
Yeah. That
Yeah, so we
was.
don't know how she got from being that kid to the woman she is now, where she's kicking some dude in the face.
It was a good free comic book day, though. I enjoyed it. There was a lot of shit there.
Yeah, that was done really well because there was enough in it to make me interested in the property. So if I had gotten that and not known anything about it and not been into Avatar or whatever, I would read that. I'd be like, "Damn, that's awesome! I need to pick that up."
I like the art style too. It's a straight line-ish art style, but it looks really cool.
Who was the writer of that?
Karen Gillan, I
Okay,
think.
yeah, that's
He
what I thought.
does Uber for Avatar too,
Yeah.
which is
And
another book I read.
Uber, I think I read the free, was there a free comic day version of Uber or just a number zero?
I think there was a number zero. And number zero, Uber was weird because I read Uber zero and said, I don't want to do it anymore.
That's what I said. I
I
didn't do
was a
it
little
anymore.
confused. I don't want to do it anymore. And then I read one and I said, And then I read two and I said, And then I read three and I said, oh, this thing I like a lot more. I'm going to add it, keep going.
Yeah.
So
So
it's one of those ones that I cut around four, issue four. And then
okay.
I was like, DCBS.
And then you caught up
For
on it.
some reason, I read issues one, two, and three. I caught up on it. And it was one of those ones that I said, oh, shit, what did I do?
Right, because you probably read the first, you read the zero, and
I
you're
read
like,
the
"Oh,
zero
son
and
of
I
a
was,
bitch, why'd
why
I
I
order
was like,
these?"
I didn't hate it. I just didn't get it. I was like, I'm not sure I understand it. And
Yeah,
then I
that's
saw
very
all his
confusing.
references to war and all the stuff that he's doing to it. And I'm like, fuck, what the, I gotta add this back in. And I was like, DCBS. And luckily they accommodated
You're able
me
to
with
get
that
them, yeah.
one. So I was able to get all the issues. I'm a little bit behind on it now because it's still going on, but.
Yeah, but the reason I bring it up because it's interesting that I had the same reaction after reading number zero, and I haven't read anything since then because it turned me off.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that how an opposite, I have the exact opposite reaction with this number zero than I had with Uber number zero. So maybe he learned like what needs to go in a number zero issue and what doesn't.
But I don't know about you. I gained more of an appreciation by reading some of the back matter. It's like I read the story and I was like, that's pretty cool, and I like the art and it. But then I read the back matter and I was like, you know what? This is better than I think it was.
Yeah, no, for sure. Because the main story tells you about this woman character, and you're like, oh, that's cool. You know, she's a badass now, and she's kicking ass on this on Mercury or whatever. But you don't really know anything about the bigger story. But then in the back matter, he kind of fills you in on his vision. You know, like here's what I was thinking. Here's where the concept came from, and kind of where I'm going with it. And you're like, oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
I want to read that. So. Yeah, it worked. I think it worked well together. So as a complete package, I think it really worked well. And I think if he had done Uber more like that, maybe I would have stayed on board.
Yeah.
Because that was the
I
problem
hate
with
when that
Uber.
happens because I always had the philosophy early on, give it three issues. And then lately I've been a little, I'll give it one. But then
Right,
I
because
pre-ordered
that's the
two
right way to
and then
do
I stop it. Do you know what I mean? I had stopped it because you pre-order like 2, 3 months in advance.
Right.
And then I stop it. And then for some reason I get caught up. I'll like
Well,
read three
you have
back to
them, so you
back.
need to, at
And I'm
some
like,
point you need to read
yeah,
them.
well, yeah, I paid for this. I'm going to read it.
Son of a,
And
you
then you're like,
force
son
yourself
of
to
a
read
bitch, this was
it.
awesome. I got to add it back. So I fuck it. I just order the catalog. I'm not gonna ever stop buying unless something happens. I'm not gonna complain anymore about people jacking up a $20 comic book because I fall for it. I'm a fucker.
But maybe you protested enough that
But I
someone took
protested
notice.
enough. I felt so strongly about it that I had talked about it to Dinesh at the Valiant booth. And I said, it bothers me, and here's why. Blah, 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 blah. And then he tells me why they're doing it. I understand why they're doing it. If I'm on the other side of the fence, I probably would do the same fucking thing.
Yeah, they're trying to do whatever they can to get their books on the shelves.
To get their books on the shelves and to stay alive. It's a
So they're
hard
like,
business to be
yeah,
in.
it's like, hey, if you want us to still be around publishing books, then let us do shit like this once in a while. They're like, okay. It's like, we either do this or we stop making the books. What do you choose?
Yeah, keep making the books.
All
Do
right,
this.
pump out those stupid, ridiculous covers.
That's right.
So here's some other books that I pulled from my order. Mechanism number one from Heavy Metal Comics.
I'm not sure I ordered that.
All I know is it's about robots gaining sentience.
I know I almost ordered that. I think I may have. I need to check. Let's see. Mech.
What pains
I
me.
might just order it just out of spite now.
Kinda wanna add that one back. I'm gonna add that
Oh shit! I didn't order it.
one too.
This is Raphael Inigo Raphael, he's the guy that did Epic for Image. He's a writer and artist. His fucking art is awesome.
Where is it?
Son of a bitch. I gotta
Son
cut
of
this batch. God damn it. I gotta check my just to make sure. I gotta double check. 'Cause this order might be closed right now. Damn it.
it's closed. I'll
Son
give you
of a bitch.
another email. Where is it?
Damn you, Bill.
What month is that? What previews is this?
Well, the new previews is out.
April.
I haven't gotten
Month.
it yet. Oh, it's still,
April.
mine says it's still editable.
Really?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be. A loophole.
Oh, yeah, it says it can be edited through 527. That can't be edited. But I'm gonna order. I gotta search for it. Mechanism. Could have sworn I added it because I saw the creator in the bathroom and I'm like, fuck! That's that
Which
guy.
one was Epic? I don't remember Epic.
I'm gonna post it on Facebook.
I read that one.
I'm gonna say, hey, Bill, this is epic. Hey, Bill. Bill
I
Bomer.
know I definitely worded it. Epic.
I'm pretty sure we talked about it at some point. It
Son of a
sucks.
bitch.
It sucks getting old, man. I
It
don't know about
sucks.
you, but I. Was it not called Epic? What was it called?
Sounds familiar.
Fuck it. That's not the name. What the fuck is the name? God damn it. See, there's another thing. Okay, I'm gonna have to do the hard search now.
Was the dude's name?
Raphael?
What's his last name? Esquivel?
Oh God, dang it! I forgot already. Son of a bitch.
Rewind.
Is it Epic Kill? Was it Epic?
Maybe it was. Oh, you're talking about Epic.
It's
Epic Kill.
Epic
Yeah,
Kill.
I remember that one.
Raphael Lenico. That
Okay.
was
Oh, it's the Epic
awesome.
Kill guy.
See, that's what sold me that I need to get this book. I read and.
Yeah, you loved Epic
She
Kill.
was like an ass assassin. She was like a. She had an ass. She was.
It's assassin.
She was an assassin that was like badass. I dug this series, man.
Yeah, Raphael, I don't know how to say his last name. Ienco.
Lanico.
Or is that an L? No, it's an I.
An I. Ainko.
Ienco.
Aiko! So I'm going to have to send another goddamn email. Thank you, Bill. Do I need to read it? Probably not.
It's not, I mean, just the concept. I like robot, sentient robot stories, so.
But you took it off.
I took it off.
Son of a bitch.
I was forced to.
Okay, so what else did you take off?
Man plus number one from Titans.
I think I might have ordered that because I ordered Titan, a lot of Titan.
I don't have any notes on that one. I'm not sure what the concept was for that one.
Sorry.
Man plus Titan.
Oh, I ordered it for $2.19.
Something about cyborgs.
Yeah, it looked good. There was something that sold me on it.
It's from artist writer.
I did order mechanism. I just don't know how to spell
it. Oh, you did?
Fuck. That's what the problem is. I ordered it. It's in my order right now. So I knew I was in the bathroom one day and I was like, oh, I didn't order that. Yeah, heavy metal. I'm not going to get that. And then I saw the artist and I said, oh, is that the guy that did Epic Kill? I got to go at him. I knew I added it. I'm a good person.
Yeah, I was surprised when you said who it was that you would have pulled it. Because that's a.
I know
you like his stuff.
It was a cost thing, I think. I think what happened is Valiant Comics pissed me off. And I just went and I was in such a weird mood that I said, I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need. I started whacking shit left and right. And then when I came to my senses, I was like, what the fuck? Why did I act?
That's right. When you woke up from shit. Your drunken stupor.
I slapped myself in the face a couple of times, and then I was like, I gotta add these back in.
And you looked at all the stuff you removed from your order and started crying.
Yeah, I was like, I can't.
I need that. I need that.
Yeah, my blood pressure went off, you know, and I was like, holy shit, what the fuck? Gotta add.
Apparently, this is the guy who's doing Avengers AI.
Ah. I didn't read that.
Me neither.
Now I'm all in on Marvel too, fucking A, because of DCBS. You ought to see my box. It's heavier than fuck now because all the Secret Wars shit's coming in. I'm like, I almost get a hernia just lifting the goddamn box.
I thought your box was giant before.
This is weekly. Bigger. I think I threw away my shipping list, but... Just in the 1 week, this shipping list was $194 after discount.
Dang.
Yeah.
I think my last month was a small month for me, like the one that just arrived. Well, because you know, like when I do my order, every month it's around the same amount, but then like when it actually gets delivered, it varies because stuff. It doesn't ship on time or whatever.
Yeah.
My last month was only like $70-something. Like, which means next month's going to be like huge for all the stuff that slipped.
What else did you cut? This is a fun game.
What did Bill cut?
Because you cut Mechanism, but I added it. I know I did.
Do you want me to do the trades, too? I had to pull some trade. Oh, all the stuff I pulled. Oh! Sucks. Let's see, what else? What other number ones did I not get? Oh, come on. Oh, this is miserable. Miserable. This is giving me a heartache. Okay, I didn't get Coven number one from... what is that place called? GFT.
Oh, isn't that a Zenoscope one?
Yeah, Grim Fairy Tales.
Grim Fairy Tales Coven. Yeah, I got that one. I got you covered. The universe is balanced.
Yeah, I'm not too upset about that one. I'm not getting Critter number one.
Oh, but that's a reprint of Critter number one.
Is it? I thought it was a new series.
No, it's remastered. Read the solicit. I didn't get it either.
Oh, it's remastered? Oh, then I'm glad I didn't get it.
Don't get any of their stuff. Read their solicits, and if it says remastered, don't fucking get it, because you probably already have
bullshit.
It.
Yeah, bullshit. I didn't get Barbed Wire number one.
I
don't
did.
Really care about that. I was never really into that.
Well, you could be. You don't know.
That's true. It's being redone.
Changed a lot.
And I didn't. I pulled this, but I don't. Did you? You're probably getting it. Gravedigger number one from.
That was the trade, though, right? I got that.
No.
Jay Faber.
No, not that. Gravedigger. It's from Action Lab.
Oh yeah, that looks awesome.
It's like the 70s one
that.
Or whatever.
Oh fuck yeah, I got that.
Maybe I should re-add that one.
Which one am
I think
I
that's
thinking?
All the
I'm
number
thinking
ones
of
that I
Graveyard
pulled
something or another.
That I'm upset about. Oh, you're thinking of Graveyard Shift, I think?
Graveyard Shift, yeah. That was good. Yeah, I think I'm covered. I got everything. I even ordered Pussycats number 3. So I'm covered there. In 1 hour, we'll find out if I win the bid.
I didn't get the Lastborn trade. I don't know if I've read that yet.
Not good. You
it's
did
not,
or didn't?
I don't think I've read number one yet.
Number one is pretty good. That was the reason I got number 2, 3, and 4. It's a 4-issue mini. This is a Black Mass title.
Right.
And man, I don't know. You might like it, but
Too
premise.
Good for you.
Well, number one, I think I ranked 4 out of 5. I thought I was damn good. And then as I read on, it went 3 out of 5, 2 out of 5, 2 out of 5 as I finished it. I didn't like it. It was one that got worse.
All right, I'll trust your judgment. Not re-adding.
And I usually like Black Mask, so... If you're going to get a trade, get God Killer. I think you dig that one.
Yeah, I think I might have.
Two prostitutes
that one.
Getting organs and stuff to sell organs on the black market. I like that.
I'm not getting Archie versus Sharknado.
I am. And I'm glad you mentioned that. Did you read Archie versus Predator?
I have not.
Did you order it?
Yes. Where is that book?
Did you just order number one?
Yeah, just number one.
Son of a bitch. Because Alex DeCampi really fucked with people on this book. I swear to God. If you read number one and just number one, you're going to think it's a regular Archie book. You're going to say, oh, they barely show Predator, blah, blah, blah. They go, essentially, it's spring break. They decide to go to like somewhere in Mexico, and then something bad happens and they decide to leave because there's a fight between Betty and Cheryl Blossom or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they decide to leave. And then she gets into it with Veronica because of a dress, and it's like a regular Archie book. You know, the Archie before
the
launch.
Teen angst and stuff.
The teen angst, the problems between Betty and the problems with Veronica. And then you get into issue 2 and you're like, well, like somebody that wanted Predator probably read number one and said, fuck this shit, right? You know, I didn't even get any Predator. Fuck this shit. And then you get number 2 and you're at Poppy's, you know, where they eat the malts and or Pops, where they
Pops.
Eat the... The hamburgers, the malts, the sundaes, and Jughead's going to town, and they're eating, and then you see these like Predator lasers pointing in, and motherfuck, they blow Pop's head off like right there. His eyeballs are going off everywhere. He's blown to shit. They kill him, and they're like, oh, fuck. And Veronica's got blood all over her face. And then Betty's like, oh, shit. You know, we need to go get Sabrina because Sabrina knows about voodoo and maybe she could help us out. And she's like worried sick. And it's because Betty put a voodoo curse on Veronica and other people, thinking it was nothing and thinks she's guilty for these deaths. Like she had a voodoo doll of Veronica with her money bags and she was like stabbing it with the fucking like shears. So she thinks they're targeting Veronica. And it just missed Veronica and killed Pops. So she's like, oh, fuck, we got to go get Sabrina. Well, guess who dies next? Kill fucking Sabrina. This is fucking insane. And then Moose, like, go gets an armory from his father. So he gets his gun. Him and Midge are all, like, decked out in military. And they say, okay, we'll set this up. And then Kevin Keller, who's the gay character, his father's, like, a militaristic general. General Keller. Oh, this is so good. If you just got one, you really missed out, my friend.
I'll get the trade.
Alex DeCampi just...
I gotta find it, though. I don't know. I swear I lost some of my comics. I don't know what I did with a stack of comics.
That sucks when that happens, but I usually find them. It just takes... It's like I did something stupid.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I don't know what I did with it. Because I was noticing there's something else I was looking for that I couldn't find. Oh, Tithe. The Tithe.
Oh, I don't know
where that is either.
That is the religious thing where they start robbing real rich bank.
Yeah, I want to read that. I don't know what I do with it, though. Did you read that? Obviously, you must have.
I haven't read it, but I know what the premise is. I'm gonna read it. At some point. I've been reading a lot of Convergence and Secret Wars, and that's why I haven't read a lot.
And I know you've been enjoying the Convergence stuff.
I am. I'm really enjoying it, but I can understand why people don't. And Secret Wars is growing on me. It's the same thing, just with Marvel characters. That was a little harder for me to get into because I haven't been reading Avengers. I haven't been reading Hickman and Marvel. So,
right.
Like, don't understand why I'm even here. But
not up to speed. Yeah.
Once I've read a couple, the more and more I read, the more and more I understand, so I'm okay with it.
I'm not reading any of it, except I'm going to get Secret Wars, Secret Love, number one.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of the creators.
The Garth Ennis one, where monsters dwell.
I probably just missed it. Is that out now?
Yeah, came out this week.
Okay. I'd have to look at my file to see why I did not get that one. Or I might have just missed it.
Yeah,
anything's possible.
Chrononauts, you should put up on sale there.
I should. I got another one. I think you talked about this one already, but I'll just add on my appreciation for it. Hellbreak number one by Cullen Bunn.
Oh, that's so
and Brian
good.
Cirella. That was awesome. I loved it. It's about the team that goes into hell to try and rescue people who were brought there illegitimately, I guess, right?
Yeah, that was another boneheaded move. I didn't order it, but I saw it on the stands at the shop, and it was only a quarter or 50 cents. So I can't
it was
remember.
A buck, yeah.
Yeah, a buck. It was cheaper than hell. And I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to try this. It's just badass. And issue number two doesn't let you down either.
Yeah, I figured it would continue to be good. I just like it because it's like that special ops team, and they're going into hell.
Yeah, they're cool characters, and the situations that they get into are awesome. They actually have to break into hell, and it's like these people that they're rescuing are in hell for a reason. They just happen to have a large pay, can pay these guys to do it.
Oh yeah, aren't they like? Yeah, don't the families like pay pay them to go rescue their family members from hell.
Exactly.
Because they don't think they should be there.
They're not good people. They're molest. I mean, these are awful people. And there's they go in there to try to rescue them. They're in hell for a reason.
Right.
And I think they helped in the first issue. I don't think that boy, they necessarily knew if he was bad or not. They just know he was possessed.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to go help him. But in the second one, you get a good flavor of, you know, are they just doing it for the money, you know, kind of thing.
Right. And the one thing I liked as well, the team itself, how it's portrayed. So, cause it's kind of just like a special ops team where they're using like high tech gear and everything to try and get into hell. And they kind of explain how they're doing it. So it's not just like some fantasy thing, like where they're all of a sudden appearing in hell. They're actually like, they have a way of getting to hell and going through the portal or whatever, but they're communicating with each other and it's all very tactical. I like that side of it.
Yeah. It's a good book. Did you happen to read Run, Love, Kill number one?
No, that's another one. I don't know where it is. That's in my missing stack.
Yeah, they can't. I think it might have came out the same week as the Tithe.
That's the one. That's the stack I'm missing.
Yeah.
Anything that came out that week, I'm missing. Son of a bitch, where's that stack? I forgot about that one.
That one's in your wheelhouse too, because it's like a post-apocalyptic city or whatever, and they're not letting people leave. And this girl is just constantly on the run. She wants to get the fuck out of that city.
Nice.
It's like trapped. And the one thing that I think you're going to really dig is the art, because this artist is just amazing. Like he can do dynamic art. Like the first one is the first third of the book is her just running, like trying to do stuff. And he just draws the shit out of like something that you would see in like a film. You know what I mean? It's just, flows mm-hmm. right off the page. Yeah. Really good.
Isn't that the one? Doesn't it have like weird covers?
I can't remember what the cover looks like.
Isn't it like computer anime? Oh, like it looks like computer anime.
Yeah, it looks computer generated. Like
computer model.
Yeah. So you have a missing box. You remember it arriving or did it just missing?
I didn't miss a box. Well, I get it monthly, so.
You would know if you missed a box.
I know if I miss. I stand at my door waiting for my box to arrive. It's a very big, exciting day. It's Christmas morning when my box arrives.
Yeah, that's what I love the, I love the box opening. Because for me, I don't know if you do this. Well, for me, it's weekly, but I don't wait a month. But, if I did, it'd be the size of a refrigerator box. But I don't look what's coming out, so I'm like surprised by like a lot of it, and I like that surprise. Like, oh yeah, I ordered this. Oh fuck yeah! You know, there's like at least a quarter of the box I don't remember ordering. Yeah. I'm like surprised, and I'm like, it's like Christmas box.
Yeah, I never. I'm the same way. I don't look to see what. I don't want to know what's in the box.
Yeah, I enjoy opening it every week. Sometimes I'm not surprised because I do go to the shop and I see what's on the shelf. But
yeah, I don't really scan it. Since mine's monthly, I know I hear about stuff that has come out, so I'm like waiting for it. So I'm excited when it's I finally got here.
Yeah,
I finally get to read it. And then I put the, then I lose my stack, then I lose it. I didn't lose the whole box, just like one of the stacks.
Did me and you talk about Pastaways, or was that with me or somebody else? I can't remember.
We have talked about Pastaways.
Well, I finally got a hold of Pastaways number 6, and which is the first appearance.
I mean, Dark Horse Presents number
Yeah,
six.
Dark Horse Presents. What did I say it
Okay.
was? DC Comics Presents.
Castaways number six. No, you said Castaways number
Oh,
six.
okay. Yes, Dark Horse Presents number six. For one thing, I'm starting to become an addict to that anthology because this had like an Alex DeCampi story with Jerry Ordway art.
Yeah.
I'm an Alex DeCampi fan now. I'm like, I dig what she does with the Grindhouse. I was shocked when she wrote Archie number versus Predator number one because it felt like an Archie book. I don't know if she purposely did that. She didn't make it like dark, like Afterlife with Archie or Sabrina. Do you know what
Sabrina
I
number
mean?
one, yeah. Yeah.
She made it feel like you were in the Archie
Just part
Riverdale.
of,
That just part of
well,
the.
I think my guess is that she intentionally did that because she wanted to kind of lull you into a sense of familiarity and like, oh, look, it's nice. Oh, look, it's a nice Archie story.
And
That
then,
fuck you.
yeah, like, fuck you. This is crazy shit. The only downside to that, though, is those people that
Yeah,
think
she.
it's going to be like Afterlife with Archie and only read the first issue to try it,
Right. I'm not gonna know.
they're not gonna have any fucking idea how badass that was.
Yeah, she probably should have put a, the twist at the end of the first issue should have been someone getting their head blown off.
That's what she should have done to draw
Like
to
the final page, you like turn the page and like, oh shit.
yeah, but I was shocked. I'm kind of glad the what she did because I like read issue two this morning and I was like, this will probably be more of the same, blah blah blah. And then all of a sudden, Pop's head's blown off. I'm like, what the fuck? And there's like eyeballs and blood everywhere. I'm like, holy shit.
Awesome. Who's is like Dan Parent doing the art or
It's
remember?
I can't remember. It's not Dan Parent. It's somebody else. But I could look it up.
But
But
standard
it's standard Archie style. It's
awesome.
like Dan Parent art.
Yeah.
It's Fernando Ruiz or
Okay.
Ruiz Ruiz
Ruiz.
Ruiz. But yeah, it's good stuff, man. The Divergence Free Comic Book Day was pretty good, number one, which kind of got you into the new Batman and the new Superman and the Justice League story, which was kind of Wonder Woman-ish, which I really enjoyed.
I have that. I need to. I haven't read it yet.
It's a good one. It's not a throwaway issue, that's for sure.
Yeah, the only free comic book days I've read, I think, are the Mercury Heat one and one. I think it's called Comic Festival, maybe.
I didn't get that one. It was
This
just
one,
the five that you chose, right?
yeah, that was one of the five. Well, I try from DCBS, I try and choose like the ones that I know I won't be able to find in a store or the ones that I want to make sure I get for sure and don't miss. And then in the store, I'll just get the ones that I know they'll order a shitload of. Because I knew no store was going to order. I knew the store I get my go to on free comic book day wasn't going to get Comic Festival number one or Free Comic Book Day issue. It was
Yeah.
just an anthology of different stuff. It was really good. It actually introduced me to a couple creators who have books coming out that I or books that are out that I was able to put on holds at the library. So I thought it, and then some creators that I already knew about, but it was really good. It was a good anthology. And then I don't know if I read any. I think I read another one, but I don't remember which. I know where those are.
Yeah, I still gotta read Run, Love, Kill 2, but it looks awesome. I'm thumbing through it right now. I want to read it as soon as we're done podcasting. I did all my work yesterday, so I like grass all the yard work and everything, so I think I could chill and do some reading today.
So you have a free afternoon to do reading. It's been raining here all weekend. Luckily, I cut the grass like on Thursday.
We actually have a record-setting rain this month. Like better, we have more rain this month than any other month of this particular month.
Is that a
in
good
history.
Thing?
Well, it's not good because it's good, but it's so cloudy all the time. Like we got some sunshine yesterday, which was nice, but it starts to rain thin when you don't get sunlight, man. It's like week after, you know, day after day after day, and it's just raining. Now at least we're getting sunlight, and then we get the downpour at night or in the afternoon.
Well, don't you guys get your dry, real dryness like in the late summer or fall when you have the fires and stuff?
Yeah. Well, we've been having droughts lately. That's why the fires have been bad.
Yeah.
But this year's complete opposite. We're getting a lot of rainfall. Matter of
will
fact,
this help?
My basement, it came in through my window well, because we got hail, and the hail built up so high in the window well. I guess it started to melt,
okay.
And it started leaking in through the window well. And me and Barb were using the wet dry vac to, you know, suck in the water and stuff. But I'm so glad that I put my comics in on pallets, or I had my dad build those special things that lift the comics off the ground.
Right.
Because
so
it has to
raised.
Go. It has to get like, you know, 4 inches or 5 inches deep in order to affect the first box.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm always afraid to. Put anything valuable on the basement floor because you just never know.
Yeah.
So yeah, I always try and raise my stuff up a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't like keeping comics in the basement anyway. I have some trades down there though.
The only other free comic book day I read was Savage Dragon Legacy.
I have that, but I have not.
That was
now,
that was
takes
pretty
place
good.
In the future, right?
No, it's the current right now because his son is the Savage Dragon right now.
Yeah, Malcolm.
Malcolm's just becoming the cop now. So Malcolm has been front and center stage for a while lately.
Did I ever post my Savage Dragon page?
You have one?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I should take a picture of it. I should post it right now.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, it's on my wall. I'm looking at it right now. It's got Malcolm.
Oh, I was supposed to post this. I forgot. I started typing it. I was doing that epic kill thing for you. God damn it.
Well, that's super blurry. I gotta retake it.
Yeah, I got a couple commissions. They were all ninjacks. I got a painted ninjack from Brent Peebles, who does a lot of the Valiant covers. And Steve Lieber did a ninjack for me. He's done Quantum and Woody Must Die. And he's also done like Gotham Central. He works with Rucka a lot. He's done Whiteout, you know. Have you ever read Whiteout? It became a movie.
Yeah, and I read some of it.
Yeah, he did me an Injack. And I got a friend, Matteo Cantu, to do a Rye for me. It came out really well. And then I have a Tom Beland Spider-Man coming in that I really liked. Already sitting
that
over the grave over of his Uncle Ben.
Was he at a Conjurat or not?
No, I order from him direct. This was one commission that he already did. I have commissions from him that I've asked for specific things. I have a Batman and Outsider cards from him and Freedom Fighter cards from him. Those I asked for specifically. This Spider-Man one was just too fucking awesome to pass up. Because it says, like, sometimes it's all in the words that he wrote and the what he drew. It says something like, sometimes it doesn't matter how many million people you save, it's about the one that you lost. And he's sitting over, like, his Uncle Ben's grave. That's just powerful. I just loved it.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw you that you had posted that one. That was really
And
nice of you.
I don't know if you saw my Zach Bassett Batman the
The
Eyesight.
Batman.
Fucking A, man, that came out awesome. He drew Batman in an action pose throwing a batarang, and then in the cape he drew all the outsiders
Yeah, I
in
saw that. That
action
was
poses.
really
Oh
cool.
man. Some of my commissions are not com that I love the most are not coming from big names. You know that? Commissions are getting too goddamn expensive, though. I'm not spending way too much fucking money on them.
Yeah, I've never been that into commissions, but if it's someone who I really like, then I get it. But
Well, you got a commission a while ago, or a page from that one book that you posted where
yeah,
that
I
guy's
did.
got like balls of a tank or
Yeah,
something
the
like that.
tank balls.
Tank balls. That's the kind of commissions you like.
Yeah, I think if you can do balls on a tank, then I'm
Can you
in.
draw some balls on this tank?
Yeah, occasionally. I mean, I do get commissions once in a while, but I don't. That's not my primary focus when I at Matacon. So, obviously, doesn't need to be said, but Denver Comic Con was awesome this year.
Yeah, I had a
I
good
take it.
time. I had a good time the first night. I think that was the most fun, where we went to Mile High.
Yeah, that looks pretty. Is that the first time you've done that?
No, we did that last year, but it wasn't nearly as fun, because what we did was we took a bus. You could take a bus from the hotel to Mile High. Last year we drove, which sucked,
Okay.
because you have to find parking and you have to have the valet come and bring your car back and then wait for the valet. And then this time they had buses. They had them last year, but we didn't take them. This year we just took the bus.
What exactly it?
I was on the bus with some creators, Steve Lieber, Steve. I mean, this was fucking awesome. And then
So what is it that they have at Mile High anyway? Is it associated with the con, or is it just like a separate thing they do?
no, it's their store. Their main store is a warehouse, and this warehouse is huge. I don't know if you saw pictures of what I posted,
Yeah, I saw the wrestling ring.
but
But
there's a wrestling ring in there and all kinds of shit
is it
going.
just like an open house they're having, or?
Well, no, it's like a sale. They have like
Okay.
all statues, everything's on sale. Plus, they have all the creators, like Neil Adams is there. They have creator signings and commissions and all that stuff. Which reminds me, I bought a Stan Yan picture of me and Barb, and I haven't pinged him on it. Son of a bitch.
Are you guys zombies?
Yeah, no, we're not zombies this time. I'm gonna be like a Frankenstein, and she's gonna be the bride of Frankenstein.
Ah, nice.
We already have the zombie one.
I know.
So he did the zombie one of us, and then he did us like his characters from the comic that he did for Action Lab. I forget what it was called. The gaming one. He did
Yeah.
us like characters like that, where I'm actually saying something like. Something,
Oh, is that the Flash one?
yeah, the Flash, yeah. Oh, he says, I'm gonna make love to you like something out of the fables, and she says, yeah, right, Flash, or something like that. But I have the Frankenstein one, which I need to ping him on. I forgot all about that. Son of a bitch.
Now, where was he?
Well, he was at Mile High, and I
He was at
bought the
Mile High.
commission.
Okay.
Cause during the con he does the ones where he does like what do they call it, characters where people sit in a chair and he'll do
Yeah,
them right there,
caricature.
and he's like busy full time, so he doesn't get to do it. So I said, oh, if I pre-buy this one, he'll get it done. But I gotta wait to get that one done. I forgot we bought that. We already paid for it, so he owes us that. We gotta get that drawing. But what were we talking about? Oh, Mile High. So yeah, they have like tons of creators there. So you could either get commissions there, get drawings, etc. And So they have that, and then they have like weird things. They have like, I don't know, it's like it's a weird thing. I don't know how to explain it other than there's a lot of cross dressers there. It's like a drag queen
There's
thing.
a hole in the wall.
There's like a thing where all these people that are dressed like women go on display and sing songs or lip sync to songs that are out
Yeah.
there.
So it's probably like a local club, whatever, I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah, so they have that every year, and then they have their display walls like fucking amazing. Like you can see like Showcase number 4, and you can see all kinds of comics. They have great sales. So like I bought a lot of Helix books. You know, like I don't know if you remember Helix, but it was
Yeah, I remember them.
the sci-fi Vertigo imprint that they made. I almost completed my entire run of that. I finished my
Nice.
DC Comics Presents. I finished the Warlord annuals that I needed. So I got some, and then I got some statues. I got a Flash Captain Cold statue, like an
I saw that
action one.
one.
And I got a Booster Gold statue. And then we watched wrestling, and it was no shit entertaining. Like to me, this wrestling was better than watching like the big time wrestlers. 'Cause man, they were like flipping. It wasn't like a lot of like there was a lot of body slams and flipping and all kinds of shit.
They're
Where
putting on
it
a good
wasn't
show.
yeah, it was a good show. It was ridiculous in the fact though there's this one Chicano wrestler and he was badass. I mean, he was like doing all kinds of crazy shit, right? And he was beating the hell out of this one fucker. Like beating the hell out of him. And then he gets on top of the ring, and these are all staged, but he gets on the top of the side of the ring, and he goes, "Yes, I am victorious," and all this shit. And the other guy just drags him and body slams him backwards and wins the match. I was like, "This is funny," but yeah, I had a good time. God damn it, who did I meet on the bus that was awesome? Oh man, I gotta go look at my photos real quick.
Apparently, he left a quite an impression.
No, she's a legend.
Oh, like yeah, I remember. Or I remember you posted it. I don't remember her name. Was it Ramona something?
No, I know who you're thinking of. Well, I got my yearly picture with Bellman, Alan Bellman. That guy's fucking awesome, man. He's like a golden age artist, and he's got so much fucking energy. He must be like
Really?
80 or 90, and he's
Like a
always
Stan Lee.
making fun of me because he's like, "You don't know how to punch." We always do these like pu we do these punching photographs where I'm like punching, and he's like showing me how to punch, and he goes, "Have you ever punched anybody before?" He says, "You don't know how to punch. You got to put your weight into it." And he's showing me how to punch. And it's like, "You punch like a
That's
girl."
not how you punch. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Back in my day.
But he's awesome. Alan Bellman. He did some Cap issues with Stan Lee. This was All-Star. I mean, this was like before Marvel was. They were like Atlas Timely or whatever, you know,
Well,
where they had Namor God damn it. Well, I know what I should look up is I'll look up the Wonder Woman book that she wrote because I know that. The Legend of Wonder Woman. God damn it. Trina Robbins.
That's it.
She's an underground artist pretty much. I mean, that she did a lot of stuff like strange stuff, but underground comics.
You think she had
But she's
something?
also huge with she's huge in Wonder Woman like support groups and stuff like that. And she did Legends of the Wonder Woman in 1986. That's what I remembered her from.
think she had something solicited like in the
She
last
did like
previews maybe.
Barbie Fashion, California Girls. That was like a Eclipse book that I bought once. She was in Century of Women Cartoonists. She did Chicks in Capes. Let's see. Eclipse Magazine, working there. Eclipse Monthly, Epic Illustrated, Gay Comics, Girl Fight Comics, Go Girl. Yeah, so she's done a lot of stuff. Heavy Metal Magazine, she's been published in. Honey West. Miss Fury, Misty. That was a Star comic. I don't know if you remember that. Marvel Star line. Renegade Romance. Those are some of her under Sexy Chicks. Yeah, a lot of titles that Vortex. But she was really cool to meet. So yeah, I had a really good time. It was a good time. It was a relaxing time. I wasn't real stressed or anything. It was busy. Yeah, got to see the Weird Science actors. That was fun.
Yeah, it looks like they had a panel.
Yeah, that panel was cool. It was hosted by Tafetta, and I've known her from Facebook for years.
Yeah, cosplayer.
Yeah, she's a cosplayer. She used to do. When I first met her, she used to do retro. I guess they're like retro cosplayers, but they do like 40s getup, on cars and stuff like that. 40s and 50s. That's where I met her originally. Matter of fact, I bought the magazine that she was in one time, and we talk online a lot. She's a super uber geek for 80s properties and stuff. Like she even dressed as Kelly LeBrock on one of her cosplays. She's done Teen Wolf. She does like all those properties that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does a lot
Classic
of that
80s stuff.
cosplay. Yeah.
That's cool. And they had the three main actors there
Yeah.
for
Anthony
the
Michael
movie.
Hall, Kelly LeBrock, and I forget the other guy, Ian, whatever. He's
The other
not
guy.
well known, but
The other
he was
guy.
very
Yeah.
entertaining. He's a teacher now, and he's got that same whiny voice. I don't know if you remember Weird Science, but he had that weird voice. Wyatt, he played Wyatt
Yeah,
on
Wyatt.
Weird Science. I just remember Kelly LeBrock always saying Wyatt with her accent, Wyatt.
Kelly LeBrock.
And they had that cool Road Warrior scene in Weird Science where they invaded. They had the bald guy from The Hills Have Eyes and all those motherfuckers break into their party that they were having. Yeah, it was a cool. I like that movie. Bill
It's a
Paxton was in that too.
classic. Was he in that?
Yeah, he was the brother. He was Wyatt's older brother that was an asshole that turned into the fart monster. Kelly
I've
LeBrock
not
turned him
seen that
into the
movie in
fart
forever.
monster.
That's right. I need to see that. Yeah, my next con will be next weekend. I'll be going to the Chicago Alternative Comic Expo, which I love, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
That's the one where it's just comic creators selling their wares. So it's basically a big, huge artist alley, and everyone there, they only give tables to people who are selling comics, like selling their own comics. They don't get there's so there's no like people with just prints or just art or whatever. It's like all comic creators. And I guess the tables are hard to come by. There's a big demand for the tables. But it's cool because pretty much any table you go to, there's going to be a cool stuff to buy. So it's a dangerous convention.
That means you won't get to order all your DCBS books then.
Luckily, I don't let my DCBS orders be affected by the real world. There's two separate budgets.
That's the way to do it. Movies, have you watched anything? We have only like 10 minutes left.
I have not seen Mad Max yet, which
oh my God, I've seen it twice
see.
Already. So good.
I know. I need. To, I desperately
I almost
want to
go
it.
See it again. I can't get those images out of my head. God, I love that movie.
I think it's getting more hype and buzz than any other movie I remember.
recent memory. It's not doing that great at the box office. I guess it's doing decent, but Rotten Tomatoes is like 90-90, or it's like high, fans and critics. I mean, I don't understand it, why it's getting so high, because it's like, it's very much in that same mode, but it's awesome as hell. It's just an adrenaline rush. I almost want
to
go see
it. I think they wanted to do something, and they did it really well. So
it's really well. I would suggest you see it on the big screen if you can before it leaves. Yeah, I would love to go see it a third time. And this is a guy who's only seen Avengers once. You know, Avengers: Age of Ultron once. I want to see more Mad Max. God, I hope they make a sequel.
Yeah, I haven't looked to see how much money they're making, so see if it justifies a sequel. But I have seen Avengers. I did see that.
Yep.
I did. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
I loved it. In fact, I don't set the bar too extremely high, but it gave me everything I wanted, so.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Nowhere near as much as I enjoyed Mad Max, though.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch it again. That's a weird thing saying for me, because I'd rather go read comics than see movies or TV, but man, I love that. Matter of fact, I want to buy that Mad Max comic, but it's like $30 now. What the fuck?
Really?
I didn't pre-order it. Son of a bitch.
Me neither. Son of a bitch.
God damn it. I just order all the previews. That way I have no regrets. And Barb would have a lot of regrets, but I wouldn't.
Say, Barb, I don't want to live with regrets.
I don't want to live with regrets.
I can't live my life with regrets.
I just order the whole fucking thing.
I don't even think I put that on my, like, list of
contenders. I don't like to do the movie things because I like, is this a... But this is like...
Oh, I did have it on my short list. Son of a bitch. I just didn't add it.
Son of a...
$2.99.
That's a damn shame.
I don't know. There's always the trade.
Matter of fact, I'm going to go look through previews the next three in the bathroom. And I'm going to search for all the Mad Max stuff and just say, hey, DCBS, can you please add this?
Any Mad Max things you can find.
Add any Mad Max to my list. I know I can't get number one.
Who's publishing that stuff?
DC Vertigo.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was DC.
Sorry, I'm hungry.
Well, there's Mad Max Fury Road. That came out. Yeah, there's some spin-offs, it looks like.
Yeah, let's go to eBay right now. Everything's panned out for us on the other books, but Mad Max Fury Road. Vertigo. Maybe I had to put Vertigo. Vertigo. $25 for that fucking comic right now.
Son of a bitch.
Number one. And I just checked it 2 days ago and it was 16. Fucking A. Fuck that. Oh, here's the one for $9.99.
I can see that being one that comes down in time, though.
Yeah.
It's just hot right now. Like, give it a year from now, you'll be able to get that for cheaper.
Yeah, well, the speculator site said it was the next Django Unchained. For Vertigo, it did really well. But as a cult, because the print, the thing that makes these books hot is there's more demand, and there's people didn't pre-order it, and the print runs are so fucking low. We're talking about under 10K or so. So that's what makes these things sought after is people went to go see the movie and they're like, son of a bitch. That's an awesome.
Like, I want
movie.
More.
I want more. How can I get more? Go to the comic. Oh, fuck. It's $10. Son of a bitch. If any of our listeners wants to send me Mad Max Fury Road, I'd be really happy. Give you my address. You know it's going to end up in a good home. You know I'm not going to sell it. Maybe sell it when I'm like 65, but I want it. So I highly recommend Mad Max Fury Road. I finally saw that movie, The Sanitarium, that you watched. I thought they were all good except for that Lou Diamond's one. Oh, God, that lasted forever. That was so slow.
The which one?
The Lou Diamond Phillips one, where he was in the bunker. He was like a professor.
Oh, yeah.
That was the
you
one.
You didn't like that one?
I didn't like that one at all.
I think I liked it.
I like the Dollmaker one and the Crazy Kid, but, you know, the ones that I read in comics, but the I don't think the Sanitarium Crazy Lou Diamond Phillips one came out yet. The comic book adaptation.
I like a postponed, yeah. I like that. Didn't I say I like that Lou Diamond Phillips one? I'm pretty sure I like that one.
I can't
a lot.
Remember. That was so pretentious.
It's too slow for you?
You might have loved that one. That was like the Satan hammer, whatever crazy. That fucking thing that was. The payoff's at the end, but you have to suffer for 35 minutes or 45 minutes of the same shit over and over again.
I'm going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, the ending, you kind of don't know if he really did kill his family or not. At least I didn't know.
Yeah, it was a confusing
from
ending.
The doctor's perspective, it made it sound like his family committed him. From his perspective, he thought he killed his family.
Right.
That was weird. But that's pretty much all I watched, and we're starting to watch Breaking Bad again now that a lot of the series like Flash and stuff ended. Green Arrow.
Plenty of time. Yeah, I still have to watch the final season of Breaking Bad, or finish watching the final season.
Well, we just watched the mid section of, I think we're halfway through season 5, so I'll be caught up
the last season?
Pretty soon. Season 6,
oh,
I
that's
think
the second
is the
last.
Last season, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good season.
It's a good series. The other,
yeah, I don't remember
the other series I want to finish that
movies.
I never
I
finished was Lost. That's the other one that I want to finish.
You never finished that?
No, I missed five.
How
the
far
last
did you get?
Season. No, I'm on the last two seasons I missed.
Okay. Did you watch the weird season yet?
They're all weird.
the one off the island?
Yeah, it started off the island. I think that's 5.
Okay.
Season 5 or season 6. I don't remember.
Yeah, that got weird at the end. Weirder. Oh, did I talk about the time travel movie? I think I talked about that one already.
What's
called?
I don't remember.
I'll have to save it for next time because we're running out of time.
Avengers Age of Ultron we talked about. And Mad Max Fury Road. I'm just putting these in the show notes. Yeah, we'll have to save more talk next week because we've hit our limit.
Movie talk.
Yeah, you wanted to start earlier, but
the limit
In truth, I was recording another podcast, so I couldn't.
And with that, thank you for listening.
Yes, Bill at comicbooknoise.com, Mike at comicbooknoise.com, at DBM00, at do underscore what, at Mike Myers Brunch. And Facebook is Geek Brunch Podcast. And click the like button. And
yes. You
can see our show threads and our nonsense posts.
See our art.
See art from Pussycats. See art that you can view in front of people from Pussycats.
And I posted my Savage Dragon page.
Yeah, there you go. So we will see you guys in 2 weeks, hopefully, right before I go to Heroes Con, and you're going there. I bought you a Bloodshot shirt. I bought you a Bloodshot shirt.
Awesome.
Bloodshot.
That shirt is awesome. They should, if they do any, like any flashback shirts they do like that, I'll buy.
I think that's the only flashback.
Like any of the old stuff?
Well, they have like Divinity shirt now, and that's new. And then they have the Ninjak, but it's the new Ninjak.
I think that's the first one I remember. Yeah, of the old stuff.
Yeah.
That's when I saw it. I'm like, dang.
So I'll bring that I'll bring that to Heroes with me. And we'll see you at Heroes Con. I guess the week after we record will be Heroes Con next. Unless you want to record next week and do it early. It depends if you're available or not. But we will talk to you guys soon, and
Bill's
got to take care of his next video. We got to go. Bye-bye. Say bye, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Days. Now, that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling. Wonderful day. Yes, sir. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day.
Oh, plenty of sunshine in the way. Zippity-doo-dah,
zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, feeling this way. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It is the truth. It's actual. Huh? Why is that bluebird? Mm-hmm. Everything is satisfied.